talk to you about the energy of a Sunday. Although I'm aware you could be listening to this any day of the week. So I like to look at the energy of a Sunday as a day between, a day when you can recoup. It's so important that you give yourself a chance to recoup. We can run pushing ourselves 24/7, 365. And what happens if you never ever give yourself a break is you don't refresh and restore. And then what happens if you don't refresh and restore basically over time is your body's going to take a break. It's going to require a break. So if instead of having yourself push, 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 push till you need to break, you might want to do a Sunday practice, and you can refresh so quickly. It's amazing when you allow yourself space to refresh. You'd be amazed how quickly you can refresh. So I encourage you today to just look at your week and how you live and build in places of refreshment. So for me, I have a gym that I really like. It's kind of an interesting gym. It's not very alpha. It's kind of a relaxed gym. Kind of interesting. It's got a beautiful outdoor pool. And around the pool are palm trees. So every time I'm swimming at my gym, I'm kind of imagining I'm in Hawaii on vacation. And then it's got a nice jacuzzi. And I have to say, there's almost no one goes to the gym. I'm not sure why it's not very popular, but I'm really grateful that it's not very popular. So just go with me, if you would, into that space of refreshing yourself and recouping your energy, because clearing is so important, and there's also just recharging your battery. I mean, you're surrounded by devices that require recharging. If you look at your phone and you never charge it, it's gonna die. It just simply won't keep going, right? So, why is your body any different? Yeah. Now, I just got an intuition about what if you'd like to step it up? Like, what if you'd like to step it up? What does recharging have to do with stepping it up? And it sounds so contradictive to each other. However, when you do give yourself places of break or places where you celebrate your very existence, you can then take things to the new level. So it's counterintuitive. So today, look at your life. Just look at how you live, how you operate every day. And do you have enough places in it where you get to recharge? What's recharging like for you? So for me, I love a hot bath with bubbles, and I love jacuzzi, and I love just being with someone special to me. So what is it that you require that gives you a sense of refreshment? And I challenge you to build that into your day. Yeah. And anything that doesn't allow you to have space to recharge, anything that pushes you, that could be an entity or an occupant or discarnate. That could be a thought form. It could be very well-meaning great 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 grandfather from Ireland or Germany or Africa. It's really interesting, the voices that push us, because yeah, if we can really tune in to what we require in this moment to move forward, it might surprise you. It might not be what you think it is. Right? So we want to get behind that common thought. We want to get behind the common consciousness. We want to get behind the pushing, pushing, pushing energy. We want to get behind that deeper, behind that deeper, behind that deeper until we're at this place where we're truly stepping into our own awareness of what we require to recharge. And once you commit to it, you don't really have to know how yet. I just want to say the pressure's off. I had a friend, and she called me one time. don't know, maybe 10 years ago, 12 years ago. And she said, "Oh, Erica, you're writing about happiness, and I don't know what my joy is. I can't find my joy." But I knew her pretty well. And I said, "Well, what is it that you experience when you're planting flowers for the spring, when you're planting flowers in your garden and you're growing garden all around your house?" "Oh," she said, "that's the best feeling." She loves it. She plants all these flowers. She knows they're all going to come to fruition a couple months later. And she knows she plants some, I guess, that look good right away too. And just putting her hands in the dirt and just having that feeling of making her life more beautiful gives her this really amazing sense of peace and joy and refreshing. So you're going to just go out and look at your day and look at your week and say, what is it that I need so I get refreshed? So another thing I like to do besides taking a bath, I love to read a good book, like a really escapist book, you know, something just kind of like a candy book, like not a hard book, not a self-help book, for definitely not any of the books I've written. So I challenge you today to listen to a song that makes you happy, or take a respite, take a break, do a little not doing, do a little not being in charge, and just let go of it for a few minutes. That's my challenge to you today. And have a beautiful day. This is definitely designed to increase your life force.